kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Being a nurse just makes me so proud because it is one of those jobs that, you know, you get to impact other people in a positive way, and they will carry that positive impact that you've brought to them throughout their life.
Proud na proud ang Filipino-Canadian, comedian at social media sensation na si John De La Cruz, o mas kilalang Nurse John, habang ikinukwento sa SBS World News ang tungkol sa pananaw sa mga Filipino bilang old nurses. Sa pinakauna nitong live comedy show sa Australia na The Short Staff Tour nitong buwan ng Agosto.
Nursing is one of those career, honestly, that can define Filipino. Because again, we're just such a giving people. We love to give to others. We invite people in our houses and treat them like our own family, even though we just met them like twice in our lifetime. Honestly, I couldn't be more proud.
Tubong Bulacan si Nurse John at mula Montreal, Canada. Pero nakabase na ito ngayon sa US simula 2024 para ipursu ang pagiging comedian. Pero bago naging comedian, matagal itong nurse at pinakahuling trabaho ang pagiging nursing clinical instructor. Meron din itong higit 12 million followers sa TikTok at Instagram at una itong sumikat noong panahon ng COVID-19 dahil sa ginawang makwela at makatotohan ang karanasan sa mga videos. Bagamat umuukit na ng sariling pangalan sa entablado, inamin itong hindi niya nakakalimutan ang propesyon na una niyang minahal.
I'm just giving this stand-up comedy a chance. This isn't something that I wanted to be from the very beginning, since I wanted to be a nurse from the very beginning of my career. But this is an opportunity that came on my table. So I told myself, hey, I have never been on stage, I never performed on stage, so why not give it a chance to and do it and try it and see if my videos, my funny skit videos, will translate into the stage. And fortunately for me, it did translate into stand-up comedy. So for now, I'm doing stand-up comedy, but I will still go back doing nursing because that is my passion and that is something I love to do.
Mula 2020, ang kanyang real-life experiences ay ginawa niyang comical skit at bida palagi ang tungkol sa mental health. Lalo't naniniwala siya, palagi umano itong isinasantabi.
Because that is something that has been pushed aside to a lot of healthcare workers, not just during the pandemic, but throughout the generations and decades of, you know, nurses working in the healthcare system, is that we put other people first before ourselves, even though we're struggling.
Giit ni Nurse John, nakakabahala ang pagsasantabi sa issue ng mental health, lalo't siya mismo ay nakaranas nito.
And I just want to shine a light on it to, you know, make people aware, and those healthcare workers who watches my video, my community, that, you know, you are your most important patients. That's what I tell them, is that before you can take care of other people, you should be taking care of yourself first so that you can give that, you know, love to others or pour that empathy to others. Because if you don't have that love or care for yourself, then you cannot be sharing or bringing that to someone else's.
Pagbahagi pa nito, masakit man isipin ang katotohanang maraming nurses at health workers ang hindi pinapahalagahan.
A lot of us nurses in this era of nursing and healthcare and what's going on around the world right now, a lot of us are suffering mentally, emotionally, and physically. We are overworked, underpaid, and undervalued. And burnout is one thing that we as healthcare workers don't realize, because a lot of times we just push it aside. And that is something that happened to me, is that I keep pushing that aside to the point that I did not realize that I was at the end of the tip of my burnout, where I don't feel good about myself anymore. And I just had to take a step back and tell myself it's time for me to seek help, a mental health help, so that I can prioritize myself and see what's going on for myself, because I've tried everything I could. And so I took a step back and told myself, I am going to put myself first this time. And once I'm ready again, I will come back so I can do my passion and what I love to do, which is nursing.
Pag-amin pa ng content creator, ang social media ang paraan niya para bigyan ng boses ang maraming isyong nakakaapekto sa mga manggagawa, lalo na sa health workers sa buong mundo.
It was just an accidental video that got posted and went viral. And then reading through the comment section of that first viral video that I had, I see a lot of positive comments of people saying, thank you so much for putting this video. This made me feel seen. This made me feel like I relate to someone. This made me feel I'm less alone in this very dark place or just working in healthcare. And so I told myself, I was like, listen, there's already too many negative things that is surrounding social media or just the news itself. It's time for us to just bring in positivity and show people that, you know, we might all be going through something, but, you know, sometimes laughter is the best medicine that you can give to yourself. That we cannot just keep crying. We cannot just keep, you know, being angry or mad about something. Sometimes we can just laugh about it and forget it and, you know, take another step back and then wake up another day and continue again.
At dahil sa positibong hatid ng kanyang mga video sa social media, nakuha niya ang loob at kiliti, hindi lang ng mga health workers.
What I realized is that nursing is just another customer service job where you provide the same exact care for strangers, where you don't get paid enough, but still you do the best that you could to provide something for someone. And that's why when I realized I have fans all over, it could be a bank teller, it could be someone working in a gas station, working in Maca, everyone relates to it because we all go through the same thing. Short staffing, dealing with a lot of rude people wherever you are working, and you're underpaid and undervalued. But still, you know, we all do the job because we love what we're doing.
Pero ano man ang meron si Nurse John ngayon, proud at ipinagpapasalamat niya na maging Filipino.
Proudest thing I could ever say is being on stage, just representing the Filipino community in stand-up comedy. I just think that every single Filipino, we are born entertainers. And so that's one. And second, I'm representing not just being an immigrant, but secondly, being a Filipino. And third, being a nurse, which, you know, we've already known there's so many Filipino nurses everywhere around the world.
Sa likod ng matagumpay nitong karera bilang nurse, comedian at content creator, itinuring nitong inspirasyon at malaki ang impluwensya ng kanyang pamilya.
My influence are coming from both of my grandparents, my lolo and my lola, and my mom. My mom has been an overseas worker since I was born because she was a single mother. And so she had to work in Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Canada as a caregiver for other people and other families. And I think just seeing my mom and, you know, listening to her and her stories when she calls me every time, whenever she finished works, it just makes me proud of the things that she does for others and her hard work. And I told myself if I wanted to be something someday, it would be helping others too, just because, I've seen my mom do it for others. I've seen my grandparents do it for others and for me. And so nursing was the only job that I could think of where I could actually be there 24/7 with someone, with a stranger, and provide them the care.
Ayon sa ulat, ang Pilipinas ang pinakamalaking exporter ng nurses sa buong mundo. At sa taong 2021, umabot sa higit 300,000 ang mga registered nurses na nagtrabaho abroad. Samantala, noong Hunyo 2023, tinatayang 6% ng kabuuang workforce ng mga nurse sa Australia ay mga Filipino. Ibig sabihin, humigit kumulang 18,000 Filipino nurses ang aktibong nagtatrabaho sa bansa, at ang bilang na ito ay patuloy na lumulubog kada taon. Sa puntong ito, sabi ni Nurse John, hindi lang nurses, kung hindi, Pinoy ang in-demand na empleyado sa buong mundo. Dahil sa angking kasipagan at pulido kong magtrabaho, kaya naman may payo ito sa mga kababayan.
Listen, sometimes we gotta put boundaries on what we give to others. Unless we give that to ourselves, then we shouldn't be giving that to others. As Filipino, we have to break our our tradition and the cycle that we grew up in the Philippines or in our culture. And sometimes, you know, boundaries is such a healthy and important thing to set for yourself. And for some of our culture, that becomes, you know, more toxic than it is healthy in wherever you are or whatever job you do.
Sa kanyang paglilibot sa bansa sa unang pagkakataon, namangha si Nurse John sa mga Australian audience.
I think one thing I love the Aussies is just the diversity here. I love that you can find every color, every ethnicity, everyone in here. And I just love that everyone comes as a community and everyone just loves to have fun in here. And just, you know, the sense of oneness. And wow, all I can say is like everyone is just so proud, you know, with their sports, with their country, and I can't wait to visit all the other cities and states.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Rachel Harrison Pless at ng inyong lingkod Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.